went to say goodbye.
It's never goodbye.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began.
Another scene of action frame. Now get to your position. Lighting?
Ready!
Camera?
Clear!
Clearance?
Clear!
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to today's special section, revealing the journey of Fast and Furious. This is Charles.
I'm Fino, and this is Fion speaking. It has been 14 years since 2001, Fast and Furious the first, and that is really a long time. How many 14 years do you have in your life?
I am sure that quite a lot of true fans of Fast and Furious will go over the last 6 movies after watching the 7th on the big screen.
And I have to say that this series has brought us not only the passion of racing, but also more memory and affection at this special moment.
Following them to the pace of the journey, we've been to several scenic spots and enjoyed a feast of virus view.
So now, let's start our journey in pursuit of memories of Fast and Furious.
The first and the second of the series were mainly shot in Miami, Florida. There, Dominic Toretto and his crew, Jesse, Leon, and Vince, were just young, normal-sized street racers who are under suspicion of stealing expensive electronic equipment, while Brian O'Connor, played by Paul Walker, is an undercover police officer who attempts to find out who exactly is stealing the equipment.
The first movie should look so modest in comparison of the sequels. Everyone is young, infamous, and normal-sized. There are only a few big action scenes, none of which involve tanks or planes or bank vaults. Later films put whole cities at risk. The scariest part of Fast 1 is the possibility that Brian O'Connor might ruin his friendship with Dominic.
The first one runs on huge emotions and sky-high ambitions.
Absolutely.
Wow, it's quite funny recalling their Green Day. Now, back to our topic, guys. We don't want this special end up another close-up or storyboard, right?
No.
Okay, so, speaking of Miami, for Europeans, Miami is like a heaven by the sea. As to Americans, it's a road towards Latin. And for the Caribbean, it's no doubt a gate to the Kingdom of Dream.
No wonder Fast and Furious chose to set out from Miami. It is truly worth a visit.
Then there's the third film, Tokyo Drift. It was partly shot in Los Angeles, a beautiful city located on the west coast of United States, known as City of Angels. Its attractions include spectacular coastal scenery. The prestigious Utopia Disneyland and the heart of world's film industry in Hollywood.
And Tokyo is another critical location. We can simply tell that by the name. Once the film moves to Japan, Tokyo Drift positively soaks in the atmosphere. Once the movie moves to Japan, Tokyo Drift positively soaks in the atmosphere. Of all the Fast films, this is the one that feels closest in spirit to genuine car culture.
Here's what's interesting. Also, it is the third installment of the Fast and Furious franchise. In terms of series chronology, it takes place after the events of the 4th, 5th, and 6th films.
So technically, the plot of the 7th film follows up what happened in Tokyo Drift.
Exactly.
Well, it might be more appropriate to introduce the last one earlier then. You know what? This one is my favorite. It's awesome. The scene where they drive through Burj Dubai is extremely breathtaking.
You tell me, from the very first scene, an extended introduction to new villain Jason Statham walking through the ruins of a hospital to practically destroy the newest film announces itself as a complete hyperpolarization of everything that has come before it thanks to the cosmopolitan city.
everything that can be done gets done twice. Statham has a hand-in-hand fight with The Rock and a hand-in-hand fight with Diesel. Cars fly out of a plane and fly off a cliff and through a building and through another building.
In the wrong hands, this could get enervating. Too much, too muchness. Like the Transformers films.
Right.
But the director brings a light touch, scattering little moments inside the big scene. Remember the moment when two cars fly off a cliff, and while they fall through the air, birds chirp in the background?
That's true. What's more, there are luxury cars, luxury buildings, luxury decorations, and luxury city Dubai. Everything is so shining and stunning, and the exotic style of the city and music also adds a new spicy to the movie.
Aren't everything just so fit? It is no doubt that watching Fast and Furious 7 will be pure joy.
I am so attracted to Dubai thanks to the movie. It would be fantastic if I could ever pay a visit there. Imagine yourself being surrounded by cars and beauties.
Hey, come back to reality, okay?
Alright, let's continue the journey.
I'd like to skip the fourth film. It sucks.
Me too. I called it a pilot episode, setting the tone for the bigger and better movies that followed.
Ah, the fifth, the legend, the killer app. The film that retroactively argued that fourth essentially unrelated films were all world building towards a final act. Fast Five is one of the best pure entertainment.
I can't count how many classical moments it contributes to the whole series. With at least three Hall of Fame action scenes, the train heist, the Rock Diesel showdown, and the final bank vault robbery, and hell, there are great action scenes even within those action scenes.
Hype, I totally get it, but could you calm down a bit?
This is Brazil! Everything is supposed to be fast and furious.
Five benefits from a single strong setting, Rio de Janeiro. Imagine hearing the metropolis of sweaty favelas and malevolent dictator drug lords. In his finest outing, the director brings a mix of beefcake camp and street-level gritness to the proceedings. When The Rock chases Diesel across the rooftops, it's like watching remade Bourne Automata.
I remember there being a line of Fast and Furious 4 saying like Rio is beautiful in this season, so that's actually a hint.
Isn't it just exhilarating combining the plot with matching locations? It's like letting our memories of Fast and Furious alive again.
That's exactly what we made this special for.
It's so cruel to interrupt you guys, but as you know,
the clock is ticking.
And let's call it an end. Please enjoy more about Fast and Furious on the following program. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Are you tired of a long week's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dear audience. This is Close-Up Section. I'm Gabriella, and here with me is your beloved Cynic.
In today's special, we're going to introduce two leading actors in the Fast and Furious series, Vin Diesel and Paul Walker.
Vin Diesel was born in 1967, California. He, along with his twin brother, has no idea who their father is. He was raised up by his mother and his adoptive father, Irving Vincent, an acting instructor and theater manager.
His first break in acting happened by chance, when at the age of 7, he and his friends broke into a theater to vandalize it. A woman stopped them and offered them each a script and $20 on the condition that they would attend every day after school.
Following high school, Vin enrolled as an English major student at Hunter College, but dropped out after 3 years to go to Hollywood to further his acting career. His outstanding acting attracted the eyes of Steven Spielberg. He was offered a chance to be in the movie Saving Private Ray.
In 2001, he was remembered by the audience in The Fast and Furious, the first movie of the whole series. He's famous for his bold and tough appearance and his excellence of presenting the character Dominic Toretto. Until now, he has participated in 6 movies of the series.
Another famous part he played was Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy. Nearly all of his lines are, "I am Groot." But he had to present the single line in viewers' tongues. They'll sound quite interesting. It sure is a big challenge for an actor.
Vin's personal life is in low profile, even Vin Diesel isn't his real name. But this won't influence his remarkable performance on screen. According to recent news, the 8th movie of the series will still be on. Let's look forward to his next race against time.
Another leading role in The Fast and the Furious is Brian O'Connor, played by Paul Walker. In the last scene, when Brian decided to be reclusive, it moves many audience to tears.
Paul Walker was born in 1973 in California. His mother was a model, so he showed up in advertisements and TV series when he was 2 years old. He starred in Meet the Deedles in 1998, a campy, silly but surprisingly fun film which failed to garner much attention. However, lack of attention would not be a problem for Paul Walker for long.
With Pleasant Well was on, he appeared in his first hit. In 2001, he joined the Fast and the Furious series in the part of Brian O'Connor. His warm smile and vigorous image attracts many people. In real life, he is also a speed racer. The spirit of car racing runs through his whole life.
November 30, 2013 was a heartbroken day for many fans. Paul Walker was killed in a car accident on his way to a charity party. The overspeed car hit a tree and went on fire. More sadly, Paul's not the one who's driving and lost.
Paul was a modest and gentle person who loved to do charity. He had absolutely no undesirable habits, such as over-drinking and taking drugs. In The Fast and the Furious 7, the tail leading scene was a white picture with words for Paul.
There was a post of Brian with these words, "Accidents won't happen to great car racers. If I were to die on the road one day, it would be my choice." Maybe for Paul, life is like a play. We will always cherish the memory of Paul Walker.
Okay, that's all for today's close-up. Thanks for your listening. I'm Gabriella.
And I'm Cynic. Bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hi guys, such a wonderful evening and a wonderful season. I'm Sean. And tonight we're going to listen to some real authentic sessions between the engine role of the movie Fast and Furious 6.
Wow, and I thought the only thing I saw in the movie was racing cars. Alright, I'm Chloe, and let's get started. 下面请听第一段原声。
Morning. First thing he said was getting dumb. Isn't there?
It's on a house. On a house is 指公家父亲。House is 指店铺、公司的。On 则透露出一点记在谁账上的意思。比如说还有 Dinner is on me, 让我来付晚饭吧。On 这种用法来自 on 自上而下的势能。比如说 The joke is on you, 最后被开玩笑了的是你呀。此处 on 传递出的被动、承受的感觉是不是非常生动呢？
电影中肌肉男 Hawk 以迅雷不及掩耳响叮当，二不是是响如惊雷的一枪把自动售卖机打爆，然后很潇洒地来了一句 It's on the house。 这种请客方式真是让人印象深刻。让我们来造个句子吧。 Because you are so beautiful, the drink is on the house。 因为你太漂亮了，这杯饮料本店请了。想象一下，上岸在打工的时候对想要来搭讪的顾客来上这么一下，是不是既大方又实用呢？
还是来听下一段原声吧。
I was a cop for a lot of years. Some habits die hard.
Die hard 很难死亡或消失，也就是根深蒂固的意思。大家还记得经典硬汉电影《虎胆龙威》吗？ 这部系列电影的名字就叫做 Die Hard， 既然是硬汉，就要生命里顽强地战斗到最后一刻。老友记中也有 Joey 和 Rose 邂逅 Die Hard 的场景，可见这部电影在美国之根深蒂固，十足的 Die Hard。
电影中由保罗饰演的前警察布莱恩·奥康纳自我嘲讽不做警察这么多年，对枪支十分在意的习惯却总也改不了，哎，都改行做车匪了还留着一股警察习气，这习惯也真是 die hard， 死都改不了。
让我们来造个句子吧。 Though we live in a period of peace, the seeds of conflict die hard in many places in the world。虽然我们生活在和平年代，但冲突的种子在世界上许多地方还是难以磨灭的。哎呀，有没有感觉到任重而道远呢？
下面请听第三段原声。
There's no way out of there. What is he doing? He's frozen like a damn deer in headlights.
Toretto ain't no deer. Come on, Dominic.
Give us the girl and I'll let you live
You know what they say, Stasiak? If you want the career changing big fish, you got to be willing to put on big boy panties and sail out to the deep water. 这句听上去就很长很高深的玩笑究竟说了什么呢？让我们来看看。Career changing big fish, 能让你前程似锦的大功劳或大目标。Big fish 此处指的是像 Shaw 一样的大坏蛋，而想要捕到大鱼，就要像《老人与海》里的桑迪亚哥一样到深水区去，所以说要 sail out to the deep water。 当然遇到鲨鱼也可能让你血本无归，所以 deep water 是一个高风险高回报的象征，两个表达连在一起。 If you want the big fish, you have to sail out to the deep water，可以翻译成舍不得孩子套不着狼，十分的地道和形象。
可是机智的 Brain 在劝老朋友加把劲的同时还不忘损他一嘴巴，所以中间要对他说，你要 put on big boy panties， 穿上大男孩的内裤，长大成熟。先不说大男孩的内裤到底有什么不同，光是暗示对方还没有长大就已经是很强烈的信号，豁出去办几个大案子吧，不然你一辈子都不是个真男人。让我们来造个不损人的句子吧。
The political reform has come to a critical point. If they want to make it work, they're gonna have to sail out to the deep water.
政治改革正处在关键时期，想要做出点成绩的话，不冒点险是不行的了。
让我们来听听今天的最后一段原声。Something you just have to take on faith. 有些事情你只需要坚信就可以了。Take something on faith. 没有理由的坚信某事。类似的还有《盗梦空间》中的著名台词 ：Take a leap of faith. 信仰之跃。啊，不对，是放手一搏。Leap 在电影中变成了双关语，既是冒险的行动，又是真的跳下去。Faith 是很坚定的信念。西方人在用及这个词汇的时候往往与信仰有关，所以如果想要表达自己坚信不疑的某样东西的话，用 faith 再合适不过了。
比如电影中 Toretto 让自己飞过高架桥的隔离带，抱住 Letty 之后竟被一辆车的挡风玻璃接下，至于没有受伤，简直就是奇迹。怪不得当 Letty 问起时， Toretto 也只能一脸真诚地表示，不管你信不信，反正我是信了。Take it or not, I have my faith in it anyway. 再造个句子吧。Everybody knows that the weather report is just a scientific guess, which isn't always true. But grandma took it on faith all the time. 所有人都知道天气预报不过是科学的猜测吧，不会百分之百正确，但是亲爱的奶奶总是对她深信不疑。
板块最后，让我们来复习一下今天学到的短语吧。
On the house, 店家买单。
Die hard, 根深蒂固，难以消除。
If you want the big fish, you have to sail out to the deep water. 舍不得孩子套不着狼。
Wear the big boy panties, 长大成熟，略带嘲讽。
Take something on faith, 对某事坚信不疑。
好了，本期的 Action English 就学习到这里。Take these phrases away with you, please. It's on the house. This is Chloe.
And Sean, coming up is Flashback. We will see you next week.
Are you tired of a long week's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dear audience. After watching the Fast and Furious 7 in theater, have you got a plan to review all the Fast and Furious series? We prepared some classic flashback from each of it for you. The driving audience, please do hold on your steering wheel. Here we go.
Clip 1.
Hey, Monica, what's up, baby?
What's your problem, nigger? You didn't win.
Fuck you, then.
What's that fun?
Got a problem there, huh, buddy?
What are you smelling at?
Dude, I almost had you.
You almost had me. You never had me. You never had your car. Granny shifting, not double clutching like you should. You're lucky that 100 shot of inner ass doesn't blow the winds on the intake. Almost had me. Now me and my mad scientist gonna rip apart a block and replace the piston rings you fried. Ask any razor, real razor. It doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning's winning.
Available units. We have reported street racing along hot zones.
Oh shit! We got cops. Go.
Clip 2.
So you used to be a cop.
Yeah. How long you been under?
I lost track.
You alright?
You might want to keep your eyes on the road, playboy.
What, you think we're gonna crash?
I haven't decided yet.
What are you doing, Brian? He didn't stand and drive on you, didn't he? You got that from me.
Clip 3.
Hey.
He was just leaving.
Started on my show. Who are you, boy? That's your way.
I'm sorry I don't speak Japanese.
Understand that, Genjin.
Takashi.
We're just talking.
This isn't your scene.
The word you called me, Genjin or something or other, what does that mean exactly?
Means, turn around, keep walking.
That's exactly what we're gonna do. Come on, man, let's roll. You look, man, he's Yakuza.
Now see, that's funny, because I think this was like a free country where a girl can talk to whoever she wants.
You know who I am, boy.
Yeah, you're like the Justin Timberlake of Japan, right?
Leave him alone. Leave.
Damn, man! You know Yakuza, the Mafia? Look, sorry, Dickie-san. Monkey didn't have his banana today.
Hey, D, let's go. It's time to race. Hey, good luck, Timberlake.
You're the one that's lucky, because I'm about to race.
Then let's race.
With what? Your skateboard? Easy to sound cocky when you're gonna ride.
Take my.
Let's race.
What? I wanna see what the kid's got.
Can you drive?
Can he drive? You know what DK stands for?
Donkey Kong?
Drift King.
Drift? What do you mean, drift?
Clip 4.
Almost done. Why don't you tell me why you dragged me here, Brian?
You know they're gonna capture Dom. Maybe worse. I don't want you to get tangled in this. Stay away from me.
That's what you have to say to me after 5 years? All of a sudden you care what happens to me?
What I did to you was wrong. I'm sorry it was. It was the hardest thing I ever had to do.
I'm sorry too, Brian. I'm so sorry that you had to come into my home and pretend to love me. I'm so sorry that you ripped my family apart. I'm very sorry that this hurt you.
I lie to you. I lie to Dom. I lie to everybody. That's what I do best. That's why the Fats recruits me.
Maybe you're lying to yourself. Maybe you're not a good guy pretending to be a bad guy. Maybe you have a bad guy pretending to be the good guy. You ever think about that?
Every day.
You know, I always wondered, why did you let my brother go that day?
I don't know.
Clip 5.
Nice digs.
Yeah, well, the Riz was sold out.
So, what's this all about, Dom?
Yeah, man, why did you drag us halfway around the world?
Because we got a job.
Right, so our target's name is Honan Riz. And he runs a drug scene down here. He's never been busted because he doesn't leave a paper trail.
No paper trail means no bank. No bank means cash out.
That's right. 10 of them to be exact. Spread throughout the city.
And we're going to hit them all.
All of them.
All of them.
That's crazy. You bring us to a whole other country, so we can rob the dude who runs it. I thought this was business, not personal to me. Is that what this was? Is that what this is? I got love for you all, but personal and good business. I can't do this, Tony.
So what we're talking about is $100 million.
You see what? 100? See. Sometimes I'd be overthinking, man. And I know we just met, but just kind of get through.
That's right, $100 million. And everything we take, we split even.
That's a little over $11 million apiece. I am down. I knew.
11 million sounds like a whole lot of vagina activity to me.
You can't put those 10 heights on the same mark. You just can't.
Yeah, as soon as we get the first one, they're gonna do everything they can to protect the rest.
Exactly.
Clip 6.
Right, lock it up. We've got two things. First off, this is the worst damn city in the world to commit crime. They've got cameras on every street corner. I've got video footage from CCTV of the raid. Let's track that to see where it leads us. And secondly, we just got confirmation on the short crew grabbed from Interpol. They wrapped up the database of every location that has the final component that they need.
So where are they at?
There were 2 dozen of them around Europe. But the list is only good for 96 hours, which means whatever short crew is going to hit next is going to happen within the next 4 days. They got window and so do we. We got move.
Hub's right. So let's break this down. You met them. What do we know?
We know they have to be running custom engines. You heard a fleet car going through the scares.
Sequential transmission.
That doesn't sound like a normal engine.
That was turbo diesel. It sounds like something you hear at Le Mans.
Did you see it take all those hits and still stay flat on corners?
Yeah, hydraulics.
Or magnetic suspension.
Who not only has access to the components, but can fabricate something like that?
Maybe a handful of shops in London?
Regular tuning shops aren't going to cut it on this one. We're going to have to dig deeper than that. Han, Giselle, Roman, you're up. We find a guy who'll make that car, we find Shore.
Let's go.
Roger that.
Saj, we're going to need a car without computer chips that can be overridden. Make sure they're fast.
I got this.
I'm already on it, Dom. I've contacted RD of DSS.
Huh? I said I got this.
This should be interesting.
Clip 7.
No way.
Wait, what happened?
Sir, someone just sabotaged our drone.
What?
Hey, did you bring the cavalry?
Woman, I am the cavalry.
Of course you are. Who is that? That's Hobbs.
Are you tired of the loneliest work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Although our love with the car lasts for over 100 years, but every now and then, something new comes along. Cars go far beyond the man's need to travel from one spot to another. This is a world where normal considerations don't apply, and the car has become a symbol of its owner, its social status, its independence, even its bravery. So, welcome to the world of sports cars of Fast and the Furious 7. This is James speaking.
And this is Trista.
I'd like to say the main characters of the movie are not the protagonists. The sports cars are the real main roles in this movie. If you can see the picture, you will be amazed by these roaring masters.
So, here we go. The first brand I'd like to show you is the most expensive sports car in the series of Fast and Furious, Lincoln Hypersport. The Lincoln Hypersport is a limited production sports car by W Motors, a Lebanese-based company founded in 2012. It is the first sports car to be introduced in the Middle East. That's why the Lincoln appeared in Dubai, is the motherland. When the car and the manufacturing place are put together, the culture of the brand can bring us more feelings. First of all, is the speed. Lincoln can raise its speed from 0 to 100 km per hour in 2.8 seconds, and its high speed can reach 395 km per hour. You know, the aircraft speed is 400 km per hour. This car created the record of the flight subject on the land. Then the products are rare. There are only about 7 cars produced in a year. The high price makes the rich crazy for them.
There are some details. The wing mirrors are flatter than other cars, and the leather of the seat are sold by Ghost Red. And the most luxury part of the car are its front blankets and tail lamps. They're all made by James.
The second brand I'd like to show you is Chevrolet. At the fight with Jason Statham, when Diesel drove his Chevrolet King Milo SS427 bumped into his enemy's car. I have to say, this kind of muscle car is sexy. His car uses modified engine. As you can see, there is a silver box over the engine hood. That's it.
Unfortunately, this masterpiece was damaged in the film process. In the 1960s and 1970s, this kind of car carried V8 engine running on the street of America. The power and the smooth slides of the car bring America into wire.
The next is Camaro Z28, made by Chevrolet, which is the edition of 1969. Of course, it has hard tops and convertibles. Recently, at the Chicago Auto Show, Chevrolet has officially launched the car, but the new name changed. A new model is named ZL1.
The name ZL1 first appeared in 1969. They still created an American muscle car legend. Despite the changed name, Chevrolet is still producing the classic models. As for the appearance, the front face of the new Chevrolet ZL1 has been redesigned, and vertical fog lights and air lit can be cooled down better. Under the pressure of black carbon fiber, the intake of aluminum, the car can be provided better vehicle when running. The tires for 20-inch aluminum wheels with sports car F2 tires Goodyear.
And the last car is the Jeep Wrangler. You guys crazy, huh? Yes, just Jeep Wrangler we are familiar with. But let me introduce you guys here in detail. Jeep Wrangler, since its birth, has been used as the greatest off-road enthusiast around the world, and has been a symbol of freedom and passion, even more pure way of life and the pursuit of understanding.
Jeep Wrangler has never stopped the pace of exploration of itself. 2013, Jeep Wrangler continued refining the interviewing configuration in order to enhance the daily driving experience. As the greatest weapon of off-road, it created the highest elevation that car can make of the Guinness Book of Records, which represents the best off-road capability the cars can reach.
In fact, this is a four-wheel machine for extreme off-road. It has the most professional industrial mechanical driving system, RockTrack four-wheel drive system, which can bring the most authentic off-road driving experience to drivers. and the full range of security system is designed to protect the security and the course designed to ensure that consumers will be safe even in the most adverse conditions.
Okay guys, after hearing those awesome calls, would you have some thoughts in your mind? Don't think too much. I know you cannot afford them, but you can imagine, yeah?
So, how time flies. Today's Cars Up is coming to the end. The next section is Gramophone.
Bye!
Are you tired of the loneliest work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames. Lola, 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 oh.
Good evening, my dear friends. You're listening to the latest Gramophone. I'm your old friend Clement. Thank you for attendance and endless support.
I'm Becky. Tonight, we are going to introduce you the splendid soundtrack of the most passionate series films ever, Fast and Furious.
All the soundtracks of this series contain the elements of R&B and the atmosphere of South America, which makes you can't help filling your mind with the imagination of sunshine, beach, luxury car races, and black beauty. However, the first song of today's Gramophone that we would like to introduce you is quite different from those typical Fast and Furious songs. This one represented the respect and reminiscences from everyone towards Paul Walker, the greatest racer, Brian in the series. Now let's listen to the clip of this memorial song, See You Again.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
The song was played as the background music in the end of the latest Furious 7, when Dom and Brian sat in different cars and stared at each other through the window. The song starts with the lyrics, "It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I will tell you all about it when I see you again." A sense of sentimentally demonstrated to the listeners in an instant. Unlike the routine songs of this series, See You Again is soft and slow in melody, followed by twinkling raps, which kind of reminds us of the gentle smile of Paul Walker and the softness inside of his heart.
Another song we'd like to introduce to you is Superstar. This song is one of the famous songs from the first film of the series and is widely used in all kinds of racing games as background music. In a style of hard rock, the song makes you feel so excited that your blood pressure raises and your body is ready to jump into a car and pick up a race fight. Now let's listen to the clip of Superstar.
The last song of today's Gramophone, Daza Kuduro. It's a typical Fast and Furious song, as the ending song of Furious 5, within the elements of passion and enthusiasm from the coast of Rio. It quickly became a worldwide hit after the film was released in 2013. You can almost hear it everywhere on the street in a while. Sung in Spanish, composed in a traditional African way,
It represented a music style which is very popular in Latin America. So it's very hard to resist dancing when you hear it. Can you feel the warmth delivered by the soundtrack of this epic series film? It's not too late if you've decided to watch them after finishing listening to our program. Embrace the coming summer with Fast and Furious.
Okay, that is all for today's Action Frames from Radio CUC English. Thank you for listening to our program today. This is Clement. See you next week.
Cast for today. Producer:
Hua Ainong, Fino.
Anchor:
Xie Hongzhou, Clement.
张然 Trista.
Journalist:
唐诗文 Gabriella.
陈布里 Charles.
劳逸勤 Chloe.
李克贤 James.
罗怡 Cynic.
王思源 Mackie.
熊浩洋 Sean.
周威阳 Vion.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。